Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Friday. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, coming to you live as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete.com. I hope everybody's having a good Friday evening so far. Hey, listen, we're going to do this show for the next couple of hours.
Yes.
As what? We do every Friday evening. Yeah, well, you got a date there, Ty?
Maybe, actually.
Hey, we can get into that in just a moment. But first, let me say that if at any time during this broadcast you want to give us a call and play along, you can do so at 727-498-0502.
Okay, now get your pen and your pencil
and
or
I'll
your
say
paper.
It again. Right. That number again slowly is 727-498.
Wasn't very slow.
Oh, five. It's the area code here.
This one again, 727.
No. 727-498-0502. It would be the number to call if you want to call in and play along. Now, listen, we also have something called Win Joe's Money.
I actually called it Happy Hour 100. On Twitter.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, so we're changing the name?
Well,
get an executive order from the boss?
Well,
did he say, stop saying it's my money?
It was mentioned in an email.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Recently, today?
Not recently, today.
Happy Hour 100.
The Happy Hour 100.
Okay, so if you want to call in and try to win the Happy Hour 100, you can call that same number, 727-498-0502.
Yes.
Basically, you call in, you answer three simple questions, and you can win $100.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That easy.
It's that easy. It's that easy. Look, if you don't want to give us a call, you can always tweet us. We usually get quite a few tweets.
Yes.
Now, last week we had a little bit of an issue where a lot of times my phone and Steph's phone is linked up. But for whatever reason, we were not linked up last week, so we weren't getting all the tweets. So
we weren't getting all the notifications.
All the notifications.
In real time.
Right.
So.
If you want to tweet us during the show, it's Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
And I love it when people tweet in, because a lot of times people tweet in about what we're talking about, and they will give us whatever their thoughts are on the subject.
Right.
I like that.
And
or a lot of times they call in and say, you're a buffoon.
Yeah. Or tweet
that's
us.
That's good, too.
That, you know, either way, too. That's fine. Join right. us one way or another.
Join us
just
one
open
way
a beer and join us.
Right. Hey, that's always a good idea. This is the Happy Hour Show. I know I have a cocktail.
Yes.
I think Stephanie has a cocktail.
I have two.
And if you're joining us, please get yourself one and relax and enjoy the show. We've got a big show, everybody.
Big shoe.
Big show.
Big shoe.
Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and introduce everybody here in the studio. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Hannah Claire, you had a sort of a star encounter yesterday.
Yes.
A local star encounter.
Yes.
And when I say star encounter, now this is the bassist of the... No, sorry. Not you, Ty. This is the basis of the Betty Fox Band.
Yes.
That we are huge fans of.
Yes.
Do you know his name, Hannah Clay?
Vinny?
No.
No?
Is it Vinny?
No.
No, it's Barry Williams.
Did you even meet him?
I may have met the wrong guy.
Oh no.
Because no. I'm pretty sure this guy's name was Vinny, and he also plays with T.C. Carr and Betty Fox.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
And then why did John... Then Big John doesn't know his name.
He may not.
But anyway.
You think Big John was just calling him Vinny?
Well, he said Vinny a couple of times. I don't know. Hmm. He said Vinny's really nice.
Because
you know,
Vinny
comes
doesn't
back.
Sound anything like Barry.
No. It doesn't.
No.
Now that you mention that.
Yeah.
Well, Hannah Claire had a near,
And if I may read some of the tweets or the messages from yesterday.
Yes.
When you, Mark, were trying to get her to go up and take a picture with him.
Yeah, that's all I wanted.
Hannah messaged back, "I'm scared, LOL, starstruck." And Mark, your response was, "Starstruck? He's just a goofy bass player like your brother."
Is that right?
Hannah messaged
Allow
back.
Me to retort.
Hannah messaged back, "I'm scared of him too."
Now, Ty,
good.
Ty, why is your sister afraid of you?
No comment.
Always. I've always been afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the nicest brother. Do you remember why we had to remove the doors?
Yeah, well, that's
because
when you were
of a certain head slammage in the doorage incident.
Yeah.
I like my privacy.
They've
he doesn't
never
like
been...
me much.
All right, getting back to the introductions, we've already mentioned that Hannah's in the studio.
I'm here.
You now know that Ty Ginn is in the studio.
Yes.
Stephanie is also in the studio,
yes,
as always.
I am.
She's my blushing bride. My name is Mark, and I will be your host, as I always am, for the next couple of hours here. We do have a special guest in the studio this evening.
Special.
And that special person, that special guest, is Jack.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, you're so formal. It's nice.
Yeah. It's good. Jack is my son-in-law.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jack is transgender.
Oh, stop.
That's right, everybody. My son-in-law is transgender.
Now yes. You know.
Mm-hmm. Now you know.
So in the current climate here in the United States.
It's hot.
Right? Yeah, you're right, Ty. It is very hot.
And right off.
Well, here's the thing. Jack, as I mentioned, is my son-in-law. Jack is transgendered. Jack.
What are we doing?
I'm flustered. Jack is also trying to get into the military. Jack wants to become an Air Force officer.
That's right.
Jack has been doing all of the requisite things to become an Air Force officer.
Yes.
So with the news that came out earlier this week about our president, yes.
May I interject?
I like that, raising your hand.
I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
It was not news. It was a tweet.
Right.
Which was actually fake news. But moving on.
His favorite kind.
When you say fake news, I mean, why was it fake news?
Because it is not a policy. It is something...
He took it upon himself to come up with this...
To tweet and
to
blurt out
from Russia.
That this is what is happening, which has not happened.
Well, what he tweeted was... hold on a second, I have it right here. He says, "Please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military."
Which is fake news at this point.
Oh, it's fake news, because I think he later tweeted that he had met with all of his generals.
Which apparently are not
are
the
they?
Same generals that represent
it's all the Russian
the military.
Well, according to
the
him,
American military.
According to them, to him, he met with all of his generals, and they all decided on this.
No, they
his
did
Russian
not.
Generals.
Well, I've seen later stories in the paper this week that the generals are like, "What?
What?
There was no press conference.
No, there was
Trump
no meeting.
Just decided to tweet out this information without really consulting anybody.
Anybody.
Mm-hmm. So, Jack,
distraction.
This affects you greatly. I would imagine.
Yeah, I wasn't happy to hear that, but I'm still holding my breath that it actually won't come into be.
You're hoping that it is actually fake news, yeah, and that somebody will get a hold of this president of ours, mm-hmm, by the neck and say,
"Listen here,
hey man, it's time for you to grow up and put your Twitter box away,
or at least not tweet things that aren't factual."
I mean, does he realize he's making a fool of himself?
I think he is well aware.
I mean, I don't think he is, Ty, because I think if he was, he wouldn't do it. He just feels
like he can
do whatever he wants to do.
Yes.
I mean, does he not realize that there are people out there, like Jack, who are going through all of the necessary steps to become an officer in the Air Force?
Right.
And that, how would this information affect Jack? Does he even take that into consideration?
No.
He doesn't.
He's very single-minded.
Very single-minded. And what about the people that are already in the military that are transgender? What does that mean for them? Does that mean that they need to start packing their bags?
Well, that's just it. No one seems to know because there is no policy.
Right.
And personally, and Jack, I don't know where you fall into this, but I feel like a lot of the negativity towards transgender people is directed at the male to female transgender.
I would agree with that.
No one wants to see a man in a dress is kind of the mentality.
Yeah, female to male is often almost swept under the rug. You don't see it in the media a lot.
Right.
Right, exactly. Mm. That's a good point, but I will say that when I was in the Marine Corps, okay, there were if you're talking about gender, in the Marine Corps anyway, I would say that probably at least 75-80% of the women that were in the Marine Corps at the time that I was in were at least lesbian. Mm-hmm. Where you go from there, if you're going to go through the whole transgender thing, you know, that's their option. But so I'm thinking that probably most of the transgender people in the military right now are women transitioning into male. I don't think it's the other way around. I would think the
majority. You'd be surprised, though. I mean, I'm sure it's kind of equal, you know?
I bet it's not. I bet it's not even close to being 50-50.
I mean, it could, but the military seems like it would attract more masculine people. It's a more masculine...
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's...
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Here's something that...
Not necessarily.
You know, I think what Trump needs to consider is that... and I don't even know if he has the capability of considering anything, really. But... If you have decided that you are now going to dedicate your life to serving your country by joining the military, that means you are ready to go. Yeah. Not everybody does that. Not everybody has it within them to do that. So if you are in the military, straight, gay, transgender, whatever, you are there because you have committed yourself
to serving our country.
If you are able, you should be able.
Yeah. If you are, if you're physically fit, if you can do the job.
Exactly.
Then you should be there. Mm-hmm. Regardless. You know.
Absolutely.
So many conversations about, it would be such a distraction.
Why?
Who's being distracted?
Right.
I heard.
Grow up.
It's not a social experiment.
No.
It's war.
Yeah, exactly. I heard conversations about, those people are only joining the military to use the military money to have their operations.
Sure.
Have you heard anything about that?
No. I mean, that's a consideration.
It certainly helps.
But yeah.
It helps, but that's not the goal.
Nobody would join the military just to have them pay for it. The military is a huge undertaking.
There are many other options.
You're putting your life on the line.
Right.
Nobody's going to do that just to have their surgeries paid for.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, if you got to remember that there are other insurance companies that you can get to help pay for that. The military isn't the only insurance company in America that can help pay your medical bills.
I think a lot of people are looking at it like a lot of people join the military to go to school. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the same case where people are joining the military, just as you have just said, to get their surgeries done.
No, that's that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
And that's a huge physical and mental commitment to make.
Yeah.
Joining the military.
Right.
And everything that that encompasses. To me, the trade-off is small.
I'm not even sure that anybody really knows how many transgender people are in the military now. I saw an article where it was anywhere from 1,300 to 6,300 to 15,000.
So, right. So they have no idea.
And if that's the case, then obviously we're not causing a disruption.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, I'm not so sure what Trump thinks the distraction is going to be. You know.
He's probably had a bad experience with one. Probably got his heart broken.
Right.
You know, it happens. What do you think his little wife is? I don't know. I think she looks like a dude. Honestly.
He tried to grab him by the P and it ended up being a D.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, it was really a
P. A peen. It was a peen. N. Peen.
Anyway.
It appalls me that our president is so... grab the news, let's tweet out the thing that will offend, you know, get everybody talking.
Well, it's a distraction from the whole Russia thing.
Exactly. What is it a distraction for?
Russia.
North Korea.
I have something here that says the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine General Joseph Dunford, said in a written message on Thursday to military leaders that there has been no change yet to the military policy on transgender personnel, despite plans for a ban announced by President Donald Trump. He goes on to say there will be no modifications to the current policy until the president's direction has been received by the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary has issued implementation guidance. And then it also says, in the meantime, we will continue to treat all of our personnel with respect, as importantly, given the current fight and the challenges we face, we will all remain focused on accomplishing our assigned missions. So it's almost as if, you know, this jackass woke up in the morning and said, hey, guess what? I'm going to tweet this out.
Right.
It's kind of what he does every day. That's just him.
Right.
He is the Twitter president.
You know, and
he's so unprofessional.
Twitler. And tweeting something does not make it a policy. And that's kind of that upsets me,
right?
Because I have heard people say, oh, you know, that new policy, you know, how is that going to affect? And I'm like, it is not a new policy.
Right.
It is not a policy. It was a tweet.
I've heard all week long, ever since this broke, conversations on the radio, and I've heard people call into radio stations that are former military, you know, retired, things like that. Most of the conversations I heard were positive. I heard a couple of negative ones that, oh yeah, he's the president is right, you know, can't allow that, da 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 da. But for the most part, everybody's like, look, if you are so inclined to join the military in the first place, to literally put your life on the line for your country, well, then, damn it, you deserve to be there.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
Right.
I don't know. It's just, hey, if anybody wants to give us a call and voice your opinion, pro or negative, we're not going to jump on you either way. It's 727-498-0502.
Not intentionally.
How are you going to jump on somebody? 727-498-0502.
Yes, or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1 if you don't want to call but have a comment.
Let us know about it.
Please
and you can do
let
that.
Us know.
You can do that if we move on from this topic to something else and you are stewing on this whole thing. You can certainly call us at any time during the show. Just don't call us during a break. we play music during the break, and we're not going to be able to have a conversation with you during that time.
Right.
So don't call then. But yeah, if later in the show you want to discuss this whole thing, please,
or have questions,
please call in, or have questions. If you want to ask Jack a question, Jack, are you open to questions?
I am open to questions.
Okay. A real trans person. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Q&A, Q&A.
Who wants to join the military and is directly affected by our president's Twitter account.
Now, one of the things that I really think is kind of cool is that this whole story broke out earlier this week, and I heard a lot of conversations on radio shows, but nobody had their own transgender person in studio.
Yeah.
We are ahead of the game. Who is trying to join in the process of joining the military as an officer.
And we are related.
Yeah. Gold star.
Yes.
So, Jack, I know that you're going through all kinds of things, preparing yourself for the inevitable time when you're going to have to go through, I guess, officer candidate screening, cool. I guess. I can hear you doing a lot of studying, I think, online, mm-hmm. and I hear a lot of your courses. And I was not aware that, do all Air Force officers have to know something about aeronautics? Because I heard you listening to something the other day, and it's like, he doesn't want to be a pilot?
That section of the test isn't as important if you don't want to be a pilot, but it still is on the test and you have to take it, and it's a cumulative score.
Right.
So if you wind up scoring lower somewhere else, that'll help balance it out if you score well there.
I see. I know that I went with you to that that one meeting, and they were saying that you had to get, three references. How's that coming along?
I have five references. They said three to five references. I managed to get all that done.
Now, one of the things that I remember from that meeting is that the references could not be from, like, a parent. Mm-hmm. You can't have, you know, mom going, well, Jack's always been a good kid.
Right.
You know, it's got to be from somebody of some
prominence.
Keeps the
bathroom clean.
Yeah. I mean, can I ask, who have you gotten references from?
I got references from two of my managers at work. I got a reference from my old theater teacher. Mm-hmm. He was he did like stage management, like building, and
right.
the technical theater guy. He was in the military. I believe it was the Navy, but it's been a while since he told me about that.
No, no.
That's not where he lost his thumb. No.
That's not where he lost his thumb. Tragic that was workroom accident.
I was going to say that was in set building.
Didn't get a Purple Heart for that one?
No.
He should have been.
Unfortunately.
Anyway. Purple sticker, maybe.
Well, I know that you've been exercising. I saw you not too long ago out in the living room doing push-ups, and I didn't say anything to you at the time, but I was pretty impressed.
Yeah.
I was. It looked like you were pumping those babies off effortlessly.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
Pretty quick, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the way to do push-ups, pretty quick, so you can get them over with.
So I'm guessing you're not going to put up a push-up challenge?
No, not with Jack.
No.
Okay. With Ty any day. Certainly right. Hannah, I could whip her. But
well, I'm really good at push-ups.
Well, you could probably still beat me, honey. I'm terrible at push-ups.
It's all right. I'll sell you some tickets to the gun show. Yeah.
Anyway, let's go ahead and move along, if you don't mind.
Move along.
Okay.
We're good.
We're good.
And like I say, if at any time during the show you want to give us a call about this subject, we are willing to take your call, 727-498-0502. Let's see. Before every show, we try to have a pre-show dinner. Hannah Claire, do you know what turns 117 years old today?
Burgers.
Yes.
Burgers.
Burgers.
You know
I told
where they're
them.
From.
Well, you shouldn't tell her because that was a whole big thing. I write that up so she's like, I don't know.
Do you know where they're from?
It's
real easy.
Mom told me that too. I don't remember.
Where are they from, Ty?
Hamburg, Germany.
No, they're
Deutschland.
Not. No, they're not. They were created 117 years ago today by Louis Lassing in Connecticut.
No, Hamburg, Germany.
No, Connecticut.
Hamburg, Germany. Why do you think they're called that?
Hamburg.
I don't know. That does make more sense. Because they're certainly not called, I'm going to have a Louis Lassing with cheese.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but a Royale with cheese is pretty good.
So anyway, in honor of the hamburger turning 117 years old today, we went to one of our favorite haunts, Daly's Burgers, located right here in Little Old Seminole.
Yes.
And Steph came home with a bag of burgers and a bag
three
of fries.
Bags.
Yeah, three bags of burgers and bag of fries. Stephanie, what's the address of Daly's Burgers here in Seminole, which is a fantastic little burger joint?
Yes, Daly's Flame Broiled Burgers is located at 10754 70th Avenue in Seminole. They are closed on Sundays. Just a note, if you're going out this weekend for burgers, if you'd like to call ahead, you can call them at 727-392-0200.
They have quads.
They have quads.
They have quads.
And a quad would be a, what, a
four patties.
Four patties.
Four that's, you don't need that.
Ty and I
Why do you need that? That's like
so good.
Ty and I were laughing about it this morning when I asked.
Why'd
you
just
know,
go up and bite a cow?
You want? So
I
said to him, you know, so I guess you want the triple with, you know, whatever the special is. And he said, yeah, but I wonder if they have a quad. And we joked about it and laughed about it. Lo and behold, I ordered ahead, walk in, and on the sign,
right,
you can make your triple a quad for a dollar more.
Hmm.
So, next
they
time.
They also have really good though. Milkshakes.
Yes. The kids actually got milkshakes this time,
now,
too.
The boys are still in the yard.
So far.
You were saying something right before the show started. As a matter of fact, we weren't even sure if you were going to be here for the start of the show. That the milkshake had an effect on your tummy.
Yeah.
Well, Ty's lactose
was real
tum tum.
You had a chocolate?
No.
Vanilla?
Vanilla.
All right. That's the way to go. I don't like chocolate ones either.
What?
I don't like chocolate. I like chocolate candy.
Yeah, I like chocolate.
I don't like
candy.
Chocolate ice cream. I don't like
ooh,
chocolate chips.
I like
chips.
Chocolate ice cream.
Oh my God.
I don't like chocolate chips.
Oh, I love
what?
Chocolate.
What? You just said you don't like chocolate
I said
chips.
I like chocolate candy. I said I don't like chocolate ice cream.
And then
or shakes. Did I say chips instead of shakes?
I think you said chips.
Oh,
I heard it. Chips.
I just
Alan
I
Covenant.
It didn't even it didn't even feel right ordering two vanilla shakes. It's like, who are my children? But luckily
vanillas. We Jack, are vanilla. We yeah. are the definition of vanilla.
Jack so. Saved the day with the chocolate shake, so I did get to order one.
Not
so,
only is chocolate my preference, but I've also read that the enzymes in chocolate help.
Oh, jeez. Get all sciencey with it.
Because I am also lactose intolerant.
Officer training program.
I have found that chocolate helps with that process. I can have more dairy if it's chocolate mixed in with it.
And that is correct. That all is right. a scientific
well,
fact.
I know that I got a small, and I wish I got a bigger one.
You wish you got a tall.
Mm-hmm. It may have killed me, but it was it would have been worth it.
So it's kind of like we're having a birthday party here for burgers.
Yes.
Right here on
the
Marco fans.
Radio Happy Hour show, we got
right.
a little burger,
American.
Burger party. You know, I thought...
Back!
I
well,
thought,
Jack's birthday was last Friday, and,
right.
you know, we kind of got away from ourselves last right. weekend. So it's, you know, a week late, but happy birthday, Jack.
I thought about earlier in the week that maybe we should start doing, like, our birthday shout-outs. But then I remembered that we gave a shout-out to Snooty, the manatee, last week. And look what happened to him just a day later.
Right. That did not go so well.
Probably, Snooty turned 69 years old right after we wished him a happy birthday. And the next day,
dead.
Yeah.
Isn't that a bad year? Isn't that when David Bowie and Alan Rickman died at 69?
Yes. 69, yeah. A lot of people are dying
year.
At 69.
It's a rough year to get through.
Poor Snooty. Enjoyed his birthday over there where he lives, and then apparently somebody left some sort of a door open in his enclosure. He got in there, and it's a room full of plumbing pipes and things like that, and he got stuck.
Yeah,
and he drowned.
Oh no!
Yeah,
yeah. The other three manatees, the other three rescue manatees who were also in the tank. They're much smaller than Snooty.
So they got out.
They were able to go in and get back out.
Did you call
Snooty
them rescue manatees?
Yes.
Or rescued?
Rescued.
Oh, so they weren't trying to rescue Snooty.
No. Well, you know, who knows? You know,
maybe they were.
I'm sure they were in there, you know,
the three rescue manatees. we're not able to get Snooty out.
Oh, that's terrible. No, sad. But they, anyway, so Snooty is the longest living manatee
ever, right?
Ever. He was, well, in captivity.
I saw that most manatees out in the wild only live into their teens.
Well, he was
born. So 69?
He was born in captivity.
Right.
And spent his whole life in captivity.
Mm-hmm. So some other birthdays that are happening today. Back in 1932, White Zombie, the first feature-length zombie film directed by Victor Halperin and starring Bela Lugosi, was released in the United States back in 1932. Yes. White Zombie. Let's see. Back in 1945, U.S. B-25 crashes into 79th floor of the Empire State Building.
And it didn't fall down.
14 people died in that crash, 1945. Let's see, 1951, Walt Disney's animated musical film Alice in Wonderland was released. And let's see what else we have, other birthdays. Now, all these people are dead already, so we don't have to worry about them like Snooty. 1866.
Well, they're really dead.
Beatrice Potter, English children's author and illustrator of the tale of Peter Rabbit, was born in London.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Who else? Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, American First Lady from 1961 to 63, was born in Southampton, New York. And Jim Davis, American cartoonist and creator of the comic strip Garfield and U.S. Acres, was born in Marion, Indiana, 1945. Anyway, those are our birthdays. Let's see what else.
Good stuff.
Good stuff, I guess.
I don't know.
What's happening here? Let's see.
I don't know.
Who knows?
We should probably take a break.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We should take a break.
It's break time.
Yep.
Break time.
I completely forgotten about our break. Let's go ahead and do that. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Sportsman.
Sportsman.
Sportsman. Woo-hoo. Got a good story about CTE. During the break, let's see if you can figure out what that means, Hannah.
Okay.
All right, okay. We'll be right back.
Google it.
Can't get me no. Set us back home.
everybody. We are back, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. That was Devo doing a cover of the Rolling Stones hit, Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Is that what that
it's
was?
Different.
It's different.
It's different.
Definitely different.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely different. Hey, did I mention that my son-in-law Jack was transgendered?
Ridiculous.
Anytime I can use that screen, I'm gonna do it.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
I love that. Anyway. All right, before the break, I said that we were going to talk about sports, man.
Man.
Okay, so
play the scream again.
Yeah.
Right. every week when we do the show, I try to pick the biggest sports story of the week. And this week, it seemed to me that the biggest story involves CTE. Hannah Claire, did you figure out during the break what CTE is?
No.
CTE is chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Hmm.
And it has to do with concussions.
I was going
to
say,
sounds bad, man.
It sounds like head injuries.
It means you hit your bean.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yeah, that was right on the tip of my tongue.
Can you say the last word for me? Encephalopathy.
Can you say it right?
Encephalopathy. I just did. Did you see how I had to write it? I wrote it. I said ENCEF. I kept trying to say it when it was all together, and it was like, there's just too many letters here.
Do it.
Encephalopathy.
Snuffleupagus.
It's going to be in the next Jurassic Park.
CTE
right?
is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Researchers studying the link between football and CTE found that 99% of the brains donated by families of former NFL players showed signs of the.
CTE.
No, neurodegenerative disease.
You couldn't figure that one out.
It's got like 20 letters in it. It's got 20 letters in it, Hannah.
So it's happy hour.
CTE is a neurodegenerative disease, and it has to do with concussions.
It makes you Abby normal.
Mm-hmm. The researchers examined 202 brains that belonged to men who played football at all levels and were later donated for research. They found CTE in 177 of those brains. That's 87%.
Whoa.
87% of the 202 brains donated.
Maybe they should have played.
And these are
better.
From players at all levels of football.
Everybody get knocked in the head.
Yeah.
They need different helmets.
If you're going to play professional football or any football,
just don't.
Be a kicker.
Be a kicker. Well,
right. The 30-odd people that did not have the signs, were those the kickers?
The kickers, yeah.
Maybe they should use softer bats, you know.
Football bats. They should use Nerf bats. Nerf football bats.
Uh-huh.
Remember when we had Spike on the mic on the show? We said that that week is the week that former Buccaneer and Hall of Famer Warren Sapp had come out in the media and said that he was going to donate his brain to research.
But he's not dead.
Well, no, he's not dead, but he
did it anyway.
He put it on his donor card.
He's basically vowed to donate his brain because he's already, at his age, which I believe he's only in his 40s, is starting to have like dementia-like problems.
Dad played football. Can you tell?
A little bit.
What?
Exactly. Exhibit A.
Grapefruit?
Well, my question was and is, why can't, I mean, I get, you know, donating the brain and they can cut it open and, you know, squish around in there, whatever. But can't they do, like, CT scans or MRIs of living people? To identify...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they can.
Damage?
That costs a lot of money.
I'm sure it costs
a lot
of money.
And it's like radiation in your brain. That's
I'm sure it costs a lot of money. And if you are a damage. Football player...
Might cause more brain damage.
Yeah.
If you're a football player, you want to be on the field.
You don't want them
to discover that you have CTE or the beginnings of CTE because that means you're not going to be able to play.
No, but I'm saying like Warren Sapp.
Right.
The players who, you know, have recently retired but are not yet deceased.
Right.
Couldn't they expand that into the living brain?
There was a picture in the sports page that accompanied this article, and it showed a healthy brain, and then it showed a brain, and this is like a biopsy, so it showed like two sides of the brain, healthy, and then it showed a biopsy of a brain of a donated former NFL player, okay, with CTE, okay. The upper brain, the normal brain, looked like perfect, like a normal brain.
Like a brain.
The bottom brain with the CTE looked like Swiss cheese.
Oh.
No, literally. I mean, I don't think I have the picture. I don't. I think I threw it away. But it was pretty dramatic. I don't know what happens to those. I mean, there were all of these voids in the brain.
Impact.
So, yeah, but what happens to that?
From
the impact, it like kills the cells and then it just damages out
the capillaries so that no more blood flows through there and it just kind of shrivels up.
And when it starts to smell, it becomes a brain fart.
That's really bad, Ty.
And that's usually when they can't remember what they were going to say.
This is a big deal.
Hey, Claire, well, what's going on with you? What was that look? You look like a zombie there for a minute.
She's got it.
She's got CTE.
From when she dove off her bike.
Yeah.
When she jumped off the thing and hit her face on like the bed or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's test. Hannah Claire, what's CTE stand for?
I don't know.
Do you know?
No, I don't. Traumatic encephalopathy.
Well, chronic.
Chronic.
Traumatic. So you're close. You have just a touch of it. Jack, yeah. Did you
know what it was? You got the dyslexia too.
Yeah.
Ty, do you know what CTE is?
Huh?
So both my kids have CTE. Mom has a little bit. Jack's fine.
I played too much with them foam swords. Mm-hmm.
No, I think it was more the skateboards that did you in time.
Yeah, probably. That's
did I tell you all Jack was transgender?
My
shut up.
I'm sorry.
My question, are they looking at other athletes?
It would make sense that they would. Any boxing?
Well, yeah, wrestling.
What did we watch last weekend? We watched Mike Tyson's Greatest Hits.
Oh, yeah.
It was like...
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, he went like his first 21 fights, he knocked people out in the first round all by knockout.
Right.
I mean, in the first round. You can't tell me that some of those people that he knocked out don't have a touch of CTE.
Oh, they all
boxers. That's what you do in boxing is you hit people in the head.
You give each other concussions.
That's
until
the
they're
goal.
Concussed and fall down.
What about MMA?
Well, my question.
Well, those guys started a little special.
I get that, but you know, are they looking at other athletes, say runners?
They're not looking at jockeys.
Or
they're just sitting around.
Or bicyclists.
Jockeys, I hear, are prone to hemorrhoids.
Yes, I can imagine. Yes. Gross. Cauliflower.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, boxers get CTE and a cauliflower ear.
Right.
Could you imagine?
And a palooka nose.
But no,
boxers got a bad
ear. That would be
terrible. It's a rough game.
Don't box, man.
But my question is about other sports that may not focus so much on brain injury, like boxing.
Right.
But the other more, quote, passive athletes, runners, swimmers, you know, what about oxygen deprivation? Divers?
I would think that runners... could possibly get a form of CTE because running is jarring the body for an extended period of time.
Right.
So I can see where eventually, I mean, if you did it long enough,
like 26 miles.
Yeah, but I mean,
once a month.
I wonder. Wear Nikes. That's very interesting, Stephanie. That could very possibly be the case with like long distance runners.
Well,
you're jarring. I know that when I run sort of like a robot, so it's pretty much jarring my entire body.
Don't run.
Yeah, have you ever seen Frankenstein
it's
run?
It's a little jarring to watch.
I miss watching him run through the hallway past the door. That was always so fun. He does it quite often. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but you know, I just there's so much focus on the NFL and
the NFL doesn't even believe that this problem exists.
And
which is mind-boggling.
Right. But my speculation is it not only exists but encompasses a larger part of the athletic community. That's all.
Do you suppose that NFL owners are getting together and they're like, we gotta snuff this CT thing out because we're gonna end up paying a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
They have insurance. No, they're getting together.
Do you think they get together for Bloody Marys and Eggs Benedict and they're like, we're killing these dudes, man.
No.
Yeah, but this breakfast is awesome.
Yeah, they get together for Bloody Marys and Eggs Benedict. And right.
Where are they going?
And they're like, so I think I'll buy a racehorse now. And
so, did you see the CTE on Warren Sapp?
So, should we
poor
meet?
Poor bastard!
Should we meet at Mar-a-Lago?
Mar-a-Lago.
I can't even say it.
Mar-a-Lago.
They got the best chocolate cake in the world.
Right, so we've been told. No, I doubt they're having a conversation about it. They leave that.
I bet they
people.
Are. I bet their asses are puckered because more and more of these players, these NFL players, are coming forward, and more of them are committing to donate their brains. And I think in the long run, the whole game of football is going to change.
Oh, I agree.
I'm
with
not.
That.
I'm not happy about that because I like football just the way it is. I don't want to see anybody injured. Like have these permanent injuries. Look, if you got a knee problem the rest of your life, or you got crooked fingers, that's just part of the game. But
they
brain
pay
injury,
millions of dollars, deal with it.
I don't want you to have a brain injury.
Well, then you know, like again, what about boxing? What about MMA? What about hockey? What about even soccer? I mean, they're hitting the ball with their head.
There is a.
You mean kickball?
Well, there's an NFL player that just retired, 26 years old, and I can't think of his name. Is it's not Urlacher, but it's whatever it is. This guy is a offensive lineman, and he's a genius. This guy is like a mathematician.
I am.
26 years old, and because of all of this CTE talk, he's decided to go ahead and retire before the beginning of this season. I think he plays for the Detroit Lions.
Too late.
What do you mean too late?
Yeah, he's got it. Yeah, if he's 26 years old, you assume he's been playing at least 10 years at some level from the time he was 16. Offensive line?
He's probably been playing ever since he was 6 years old.
Right. So 20 years, too
he's
late.
He's a genius, right? So it's just going to make him a regular guy. He's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Keep and working.
If you're a genius, CTE just lowers you down to regular guy.
Yeah. No, well, who's
get
to
back
say
in the game.
Who's to say the CTE isn't what escalated him into being a mathematician?
Like no, the Flintstones,
no,
like Phenomenon. Remember that movie where he got the brain tumor and it all of a sudden he was able to learn languages and a genius?
Break mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Sure, I can break mirrors.
Yeah, we know.
Anyway, let's see. My Tampa Bay Rays are in the Big Apple this weekend to face the Yankees. Last night's game against the Yankees resulted in a 6-5 loss. Damn it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully the Rays can gain some ground this weekend on the Yankees, who are currently in second place of the American League East. Our Rays are currently in third place of the American League East. Take what is it? What are you passing?
What are we doing?
I was trying to get someone else to interject in sports about the Rowdies.
I don't know.
I was
going to
mention the Rowdies.
I'm sure you are.
The Rowdies, what is that? That's kickball?
That's
they do kickballs. My Rays are currently 53 and 50 and in third place of the American League East. The Yankees are currently 54 and 46 and in second place of the American League East. Go Rays. Our Tampa Bay Rowdies are in town tomorrow night to face the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Pittsburgh Riverhounds.
Yes, that is correct.
Game time is at 7:30 p.m. at Albert Witted Stadium. What do you have to add to that, Stephanie?
Cool in the gang.
Cool in the gang.
It's Al Lang Stadium.
Yes.
Located at 230 First Street South. You can get tickets at rowdysoccer.com and enjoy 90 minutes of nonstop action. Kids' tickets are always $10. Go Rowdies.
Go Rowdies. Hey, I got something here that's... Hannah Claire, do you know who Richard Phillip is? Not ever heard of Richard Phillip?
I don't believe so.
Well, he's the white-bearded 71-year-old Texan who just won the Hemingway look-alike contest in Key West.
Oh,
the competition.
Right.
Next year, honey, next year.
Hemingway lived in Key West in the 30s. They have this competition every year. It's held at Hemingway's favorite haunt, Sloppy Joe's Bar. And the contest is judged by former winners. The contest attracted 153 entrants and highlighted the annual Hemingway Days Festival, honoring the author, author's legacy, literary legacy, and vigorous Key West lifestyle.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't say what you win when you are named the best Ernest Hemingway lookalike.
A copy of all of his great books.
Yeah.
You get all of the cats.
You win a vigorous Key West lifestyle.
Yeah.
Now, my question
sounds
is...
scary.
Why, yeah, it is. Oh, believe
I mean,
you.
I went there once.
Yeah,
I'm scared of vigorous Key West.
Vigorous Key West lifestyle.
Yeah, I can't even imagine it being more vigorous.
Right, yeah.
You can get injured.
Yeah.
In Key West.
I thought I was.
Any more than like 2 days in Key West is too many days.
Right. Then it becomes vigorous.
Yeah. That's
vigorous.
No, my question is, why do they always have the Hemingway days at the end of July?
Right.
It's like the hottest time of the year.
Absolutely it is.
To bring down 153 dudes with their
beards.
Best beards.
Well, here's the thing, honey.
And semen sweaters.
I mean, I had my beard. I had my beard, and I had it for, I don't know, 6-7 months, whatever it was. And it was pretty full. But
what?
I'm not a professional bearded dude. These guys are professional. They don't mind. They can deal with the heat.
They've done it all their life.
Yeah.
No.
They can
no,
deal with
I
the
don't
heat.
I believe that.
I'm like a bearded wimp.
He's a weenie.
I mean, the first time I felt
the
sweat.
Bearded weenie.
Bearded clam.
Yeah, right. The first time I felt sweat dripping down under my beard, I was like, that's it. I'm out. I'm shaving this.
Mom's had too many cocktails.
I'm good. It's fine. Next year, you're growing the beard back. We're going.
Well, next year, it might actually be white. I think it has to be a white beard to get even close to winning. I have sort of that same kind of bulbous nose, I think. From like the mustache up, I'm pretty Hemingway-ish.
Ish.
Esque.
It's just that my esque-ish. Esque-ish?
Esque-ish.
But my beard wasn't as gray as it could. Maybe I could have tried out for the young Hemingway.
Right, with the salt and pepper.
Do they have that?
It's very distinguished.
Do they have that part of the contest?
The young
153
guy
contestants.
You could win.
You'd like to probably, okay, you guys line up to compete as Hemingway in his teens.
Right.
You guys are Hemingway in his 20s, 30s, 40s. This guy's 71 years old.
Yeah, see? Different different weight class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. Different weight class. All right.
We're doing it.
We're going to do it. Mm-hmm. I have this story that I want to talk about. I just don't know if we have enough time before our break. No, we don't. So let's just...
No, we don't.
Mom's giving
and
me
you'll
the,
never get to hear
Mom's giving me the peace sign over there, which also means... 2 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes before the break. But I do have this
Shut
story
it,
that we're going to talk about when we come back from our break.
Right.
Mm. Now, this is our halfway point break.
Yes.
All right. Let me tell you something very quickly before the break.
No.
This song that I'm going to play is called Iko Iko. All right?
What?
And I'm going to go ahead and apologize now.
What?
for this song. And after the break, I will explain to you why I'm apologizing to you for this song.
Apologize.
The song is going to be performed by Dr. John, a New Orleans legend. Okay? The song is called Iko Iko.
Iko Iko.
All right, it's break time. Right. Pinch that turd.
All right, go, no. Whatever. Dad has to sign off.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We are at our halfway point. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. If you want to give us a call at any time during the show, please do so at 727-498-0502. If you want to tweet us, do so at Marco Radio Show 1. If you want to win Happy Hour 100, new name,
new
call 727-498-0502. Anything else? You want me to say before the break, sweetheart?
No. We are good.
All right, everybody, we'll be right back. Good.